This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Issues 2017. I'm Steve McIntosh. Our guest is Gary Plummer, President and CEO, Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to Issues 2017, Gary.
Thank you very much, Steve.
I think it's been right about a year since we talked, maybe.
It has been. I don't get that opportunity enough.
Oh, okay. We'll see. Let's begin with the Chamber's annual meeting. It's coming up November 7th, celebrating Team Wichita. And we're looking at looks like a real basketball theme this time. You got Greg Marshall and Dick Vitale. Tell us about it.
Well, we're excited. You know, sports is a big business in Wichita, with Wichita State going into the American Conference and the success that we've seen at the National Baseball Congress and the thought process behind a new baseball stadium and other improvements. You know, there's a lot going on that impacts our economy. We want to celebrate that fact, and we felt like Greg Marshall was probably our greatest ambassador around the country for Wichita, and we invited Coach Marshall to be our keynote speaker. He got back to us and said, hey, give me somebody to talk to while I'm up there. I'd love to have a conversation. And we couldn't think of a better candidate than Dick Vitale, who everyone knows and adores, to be on stage with Coach Marshall and have a little give and take about what the outlook is for the Shockers. And I'm sure they'll be talking about the meaning of life as well.
Well, I'm wondering, as Coach Marshall, does he give speeches? Or is it, he just feels like this would be a better format? Will he give a little talk and then go into a Q&A?
Yeah, in fact, I think both Coach Marshall and Dick Vitale will each have some short remarks. And, the coach is a great speaker. I've heard him on a couple of occasions. And we really were thrilled when he accepted our invitation to be at our annual meeting this year. I think this is going to be a format that he will prefer, and I think it will also be something that the audience will really enjoy as well.
You know, in the past you have opened up the audience with some microphones to let them get involved too. Are you going to do that again this year, Gary?
Well, I'm not sure exactly of those details. They kind of handle that down at my office in such a fine fashion that they don't always bring me into that conversation. But I know it will be an interesting evening. And Scott Schwindemann, who will be wrapping up his year as chairman of the board of the chamber, I know is looking forward to it as well.
You know, the chamber has hosted some really strong speakers for the annual meeting. Can you tell us about just a few of the past speakers we've had here?
Well, my favorite one would have to be the very first year I got here. In fact, I was on the ground in Wichita about 6 weeks. I find myself having a steak with George W. Bush. He was our speaker in 2011, probably brought the biggest crowd ever to an annual meeting for the chamber. And it was great to meet the former president. Of course, we've had some wonderful speakers since then, like Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of Defense Bob Gates, who happens to be a Wichita boy. Last year, we had Damon John, who is on the Shark Tank. And we had an entrepreneurship theme there that involved a lot of local folks, including the E2E Accelerator. So we try to mix it up. We don't always do political speakers, and we felt like this was another year where we would take a year off from politics and talk about another part of our economy, which is the sports economy.
A few years ago, you had Doris Kearns Goodwin in, the great history writer, biography writer.
Right.
One of my favorites. And I got to actually go up to her and meet her and have her sign my book.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
And so, you know, that was interesting. And it's always, you always get great speakers. I think, wasn't George H.W. Bush the first Bush president? Wasn't he? You got here, though.
He was, yeah. He spoke to our group. General Colin Powell spoke to our group years ago.
Got some great speakers.
Speakers. When I finished up my first year with President George W. Bush, we did some research to see how could we follow that act. And we looked around the country, and there are no chambers doing that event the way we do it. And one of our successful events was a hometown boy, Charles Koch, joined the folks with MSNBC on stage, and we brought that show, the Morning Joe Show, to Wichita as a part of that whole thing. And that was exciting as well.
Now, how can our listeners get tickets?
Well, all they have to do is just go online at wichitachamber.org. There'll be information there. They can give us a call anytime, 265-7765, and we can take care of their needs.
All right. Recently, Jeremy Hill with Wichita State University's Center for Economic Development and Business Research released his annual forecast for the year ahead, and he's predicting not very optimistic, it seems, less than 0.5% job growth. That's just over 1,000 jobs. What's your response to that, Gary? What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I hold Jeremy in high regard. He's well known around the country for what he does, and we're really blessed to have a guy of his talent here in Wichita and connected with Wichita State. And that annual conference that they do is absolutely top notch. I think what may be understated in his numbers are the number of jobs that are open and will soon be open in Wichita because of retirements. The baby boomers are aging out. We talked to Spirit and Textron about their needs. They really have to recruit hundreds of folks every year just to backfill the retirements that they are faced with. And that's a challenge that we really have to embrace and I think be very creative about addressing in the Wichita region. In fact, we've had some recent conversations with folks out of South Carolina about how they leverage their educational and economic development resources to try to fill and train the positions that they've seen, particularly in aerospace. They just located a Boeing plant there in 2011 that has 6,000 employees, and they put about 65 state employees on the job to work personally with Boeing to train their workforce and get them up and running. I think that's the kind of aggressive approach we need to take here in Wichita and throughout the state of Kansas to make sure that we don't lose any economic opportunities down the road because we don't have the talent pool that those major employers need. And it's really much more of an economic development issue than even a workforce development issue in our eyes.
Well, Hill says skilled labor is the key to job growth in the area. And you're talking about how to get there, right?
Yes, and it's not just the big companies that tell us that. When we ask our members on a regular basis, what's the thing that keeps you up at night? They say it's finding talent and retaining young talent in particular. And so that's why we've taken on this challenge, working very closely with the Greater Wichita Partnership. That's why our Young Professionals of Wichita program is one of our key affiliates. They have 3,000 members, and those are young professionals that we're getting involved in the community and in some cases helping them meet their spouse, in some cases just showing them how they can get engaged in the community and be so entrenched that they never want to leave. And that's really what that young professional program is all about.
Now, how does that tie into when you're talking about Wichita? But we're talking about really a regional. You're the regional chamber. Are you getting other smaller communities around the area involved in all of this?
We work on a very close basis with about 20 chambers in our region over about a 50-mile radius from Wichita. We convene them on a regular basis. They have joined us the last couple of years on a regional legislative agenda at Topeka and have been a part of our lobbying efforts in Topeka, including a reception that we do on an annual basis. And we just think there's strength in numbers. There's a lot of commonalities when you talk about economic development, transportation, workforce development, water resources, and those sort of issues. Those are regional issues, not a not just a city issue. And that's why we put such an emphasis on working with our regional partners.
And when you go to Topeka for something like that, the more the merrier, because like you're saying, we've always thought that northeast corner of the state got maybe a little more attention than they should because of the population density up there around Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City. So when you guys lock together, you just put more numbers at them, can't you?
There's no question about that. I mean, it's a constant effort to work with, I'm going to guess, about 30 legislators from the South Central Kansas effort to try to keep them together on issues that are important to our region. And if we're able to do that, we're usually pretty successful at making things happen in the state legislature.
Is our local educational system working well to make graduates prepared or to get them prepared for jobs in life?
Well, I tell you, I think we're very blessed, having lived in this community now for 6 years, to see what District 259 is doing and what some of the suburban districts around us are doing and how they're improving. They're improving their facilities. They're paying very close attention to the educational achievement numbers and trying to be, I think, accountable for their success in that regard. They certainly play a very critical role in our economy, and they're turning out the workforce that we need to continue to grow and be vibrant when it comes to economic development and in our future. We work very closely with a group called the Business and Education Alliance, which is made up of business and education leaders who meet on a monthly basis to talk about what we have in common and where we need to pull together to be more effective on both sides. And I think it's starting to show some real results.
You know, one of the things that happened before you got here, I guess the 2008 bond issue for the public schools, where they went in and just basically renovated every school in USD 259. That kept a lot of people working right after that recession hit, Gary.
Well, you're right. Now, that is before I got here, but I will tell you the contractors still talk about how important that was during that three-year period or so, where that was the biggest job in town, and they did keep a lot of construction workers on the payroll and invested a huge amount of money in our local economy. And so thank goodness they had the foresight to reinvest in themselves like that.
You go out and talk to people about Wichita, I know, constantly, you and your people. And is the school, the brand new school system, I mean, the facilities here, is that a good selling point for you? Or do you use that?
Oh, I think there's no question about that. I mean, it shows the community so much better when you have those sort of facilities. And we both know that it's what goes on inside the school building that makes the biggest difference, and that's certainly not being ignored. But just to show this community and our neighboring communities in our metro area to a new company or to a new CEO who's been recruited to come to the Wichita area, it helps a tremendous amount to be able to say this is how important education is to our community, and we're willing to invest in that.
What's interesting is those of us who are from Wichita, we have our reunions. I have one coming up next year, another high school reunion every 5 years, and we bring people in who haven't been back to town for a few years, and we have a tour of our high school we went to on Saturday mornings, and people are just amazed. Is this the same place? I recognize some of the hallways, but that's about it. They're just aghast at how everything looks so nice and clean and new.
And that's the kind of reaction you look for, and that's the kind of reaction that will prompt somebody when they hit retirement or they're making a job change to really strongly consider Wichita as a place to return to. I think that's where a lot of our growth can come from, people who left us during a certain economic downturn, but now have an opportunity to come back because we have the jobs and the opportunities probably at a greater level than we've ever had.
You're listening to Issues 2017 on the Entercom radio stations, and our guest is Gary Plummer, President and CEO, Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce. And again, that annual meeting's coming up November 7th. You know, at some point, Wichita will probably build a new baseball stadium, attempting to attract a major league-affiliated franchise, if possible. Does the city have the chamber's backing on that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we came out in support of that at a city council meeting. And to us, it's even bigger than just the ball stadium. We think that it's a lot about how do we engage the river, the Arkansas River, and how do we do development on both sides of that river to really capitalize on that asset. And so, we are very engaged in these quality of place conversations because, again, we think you look at examples like Oklahoma City, who reinvented their community over the last two decades and the economic success they're having as a result of that. I think we need to model that in Wichita and have a long-range plan to, you know, really have the community with the quality of life and the assets that we think are important to not only today's generation but future generations as well.
The city is looking at upgrading its downtown convention and performing arts facility. Does the chamber take a position on Century 2, whether we keep the dome or not? Kind of been a little controversial at times.
Yeah, and it's probably going to continue to be a hot topic in the community. I applaud the city manager, the mayor, and the council for rolling out an engagement process where they're going to encourage a lot of feedback on the different options that are there for Century 2 as well as a performing arts facility. We haven't taken a position yet on that. We're very closely following the issue, trying to better understand what the numbers are and what the return on investment will be for the different options. So it's a very important topic for our future. And I will tell you that, again, our Young Professionals of Wichita, our Leadership Wichita program, the emerging leaders tell us that it's important to invest in yourself. And that's something, whether we renovate or whether we start new with those facilities, how we invest in ourselves is very important to the community.
Yeah, was you as a chamber going out and trying to attract people to come in and do conventions and help with that? If you got a new facility for your vendor to put up their wares and have a good show, plus, of course, always the theater and the arts down there. It's a central key to what goes on in our city, is it not?
Well, and Susie Santo with Visit Wichita speak to that better than I can.
Sure.
But you're right. Convention Center really has a lot of economic impact when you can compete with other regional destinations like Overland Park, Omaha, Tulsa, even Springfield, Missouri, and those sort of places. You have to be competitive to get those regional meetings and conventions in your community. And I think the Intrust Bank Arena has been a great model and can really demonstrate how an investment like that can pay dividends for the community. That's an asset that really kind of reinvented the way people look at downtown Wichita. And maybe we have an opportunity to do that again. But again, there's a lot of conversation that's going to have to happen about the best path to take on that.
Would you like to see a Tyson Foods chicken processing plant in the Wichita area?
Well, actually, the Chamber came out and supported an effort to try to find a site in our region that would work for them. Certainly, 1,500 jobs would be a real boost to our regional economy. Some of their requirements and some of their environmental impact probably will dictate a more rural site than the immediate Wichita metro area, and we understand that. I also know that a lot of that decision is probably going to be driven by their own infrastructure at Tyson, including where the growers are that are going to be, you know, providing animals to their plant. So, you know, a lot of those decisions are really based on Tyson's business model. We just think that South Central Kansas ought to take a look at whether or not we'd be the right location.
Tell us about the meetings the Chamber's been having with government officials. I know you had, a series of them here recently. With government officials. What were those meetings all about?
Well, we have a very active government relations committee.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, we have about 8 subcommittees underneath that group that drill down on some specific areas that we think are important, like air service, transportation, education policy, environmental resources, business development practices, particularly at the local level. And so we have a lot of our membership who engage in those important conversations. It gives them the ability to impact policy that's going to really dictate whether we have a business-friendly environment in the Wichita region and statewide, for that matter. So we have those committees that are actively engaging the folks who can make a difference, whether it's the regional director for the Environmental Protection Agency or whether it's someone from state government responsible for a statewide water policy. You know, whatever those issues might be, we try to have an active dialogue with them. And I think because of our government affairs team, which has changed recently, we have and always have had quite an impact on local, state, and federal issues. We're blessed to have Sean Robinson, just joined us as Director of Government Relations. He was on the staff of both Congressman Pompeo and Congressman Estes, and so he brings a lot of experience to that role. And Trom Noe, who is his assistant, very energetic young person making a difference. And, of course, Jason Watkins is our legislative consultant. He has a long history with the chamber, and he's probably one of the most effective lobbyists you'll find at the State House in Topeka.
When you talk about those subcommittees, is it difficult to get your members to serve on them, or do they kind of look at it and say, well, this is pretty much in my interest as well as the communities, and they volunteer pretty readily, or do you have to go out and twist their arms, Gary, to get them to serve on those subcommittees?
It's actually pretty easy because, you know, transportation, for example, we have a lot of folks from engineering and construction. That's their bread and butter, and so they're there, and because they know they may be able to get more done at the state level if we work together than what they would do on their own. Certainly education, our conversations there engage the education community from kindergarten through 12th grade as well as higher education. And we seek their input as we work on our own legislative agenda when it comes to workforce development and education. So it's really not that difficult. We're blessed with that.
The Chamber has made a strong commitment, it seems to me, to promoting business networking. Folks who are in business, professionals, talking to each other. Talk about that a little bit, that commitment to business networking.
Well, as you probably realize, more than 85% of our members, and we're now 1,800 members strong at the Chamber, are folks who are small businesses, probably less than 50 employees. And I would say 75% have less than 20 employees. So we're a small business organization, and a lot of the value we can provide to those companies is the opportunity to meet their peers, develop new business relationships, and build their business actually through the different events that we have at the Chamber. One of our biggest ones is our exposure event, which is the biggest business-to-business trade show in Wichita on an annual basis. We just had a very successful event again at Century 2. Want to thank Cox Business for being our presenting sponsor on that. And we had probably 2,000 visitors and over 250 exhibitors. So it's probably the best day of sales development that a person can have if they have a chamber connection and want to try to use it to grow their own business.
Now, you came in after the Great Recession hit, and it was pretty tough on Wichita. Can you gauge how far we've come back? People will say we're not back where we were before, but we've been struggling for a few years, haven't we?
Yes, and you know, we're a very manufacturing-dependent economy,
right.
Probably in the top three economies of our size in the country for that. And some of those jobs that we lost during the recession probably will not come back because of automation, because of acquisitions and other moves to be more efficient and more competitive. And so we may never have 30,000 people in the aviation industry in Wichita again, but we have a great supply chain that I think continues to grow, and we're seeing the business rebound. My goodness, the business and the commercial jet business right now is so strong with probably a 20-year backlog of business out at Spirit, that's a great sign for the community. So there's a lot of promising signs in our economy right now, and I think there's some momentum that makes us all feel like we're on the verge of some really good times here in Wichita.
So what's ahead for 2018 for the Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce? Big plans?
Well, there's always big plans at the Chamber, and I'm pleased to announce that Bill Wood, who is a partner at Folston Siefkin, will be our 2018 chairman, and he's going to be convening our board of directors here later in October, looking at what our priorities need to be for 2018 and how we address those. Certainly some of the things we've started on inclusion and diversity, as well as quality of place and education, I think we'll continue to be engaged in. And we're just very blessed that we have a strong board and other strong leaders who are committed to their community, and that's what makes a chamber successful.
Your few years here in Wichita, was it a wise decision to make the move here?
Of course.
Well, I mean, I don't expect you to say, no, this place stinks. But how has it been for you and your family, Gary, here in Wichita then?
Well, it's been great. I was able to put two boys through high school in the last 6 years, and my wife enjoys all the different choices that you have in a community this size. Wichita's been a great move for us, and what's really been a blessing are the folks that work with me on a daily basis down at the Chamber. They make my job so much easier because of their dedication to this community, and they continue to be very, very loyal and very supportive and very innovative, and I'm very thankful for that.
The weather in October in this part of the country is not bad either, is it?
Well, I love it. I tell you what,
nice.
I brought three snow shovels with me from central Illinois, and I think I've used them once in the last 6 years.
That's good. Hey, our guest is Gary Plummer, President and CEO, Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2017. Gary, thank you so much for being with us. We will be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.